provided, and we'd love to hear from them. Let's bring up Joel McGrady.
Should we do a little sound check? Are you hearing me back there? Is it working? Okay. So good afternoon, and thank you for this invitation to talk with you today about my favorite subject, the city of Kirkland. The first time I was before you was nearly 4 years ago. Our country was in the midst of the Great Recession, and we were a very busy city. We were facing a huge annexation and going bravely forward despite the economy. We were hiring a new city manager, all with a very new council. It was the year at this very luncheon I introduced a new theme for Kirkland. Say it with me, Kirkland is open for business. Today I want to recap last year's accomplishments within the context of city finances and economic development. I want to introduce a possible new theme and take a look ahead. But first, let's look back at last year's accomplishments, starting with city finances. On the last meeting of 2012, we passed a fully balanced and prudent biennial budget. If there was to be a theme for last year's budget process, perhaps it might be that old Buckman Turner Overdrive song, Taking Care of Business. Do you remember that song? I'm about to sing it. No. I promise I won't. Anyways, taking care of business is never a walk in the park, but we did get the job done. We made tough cuts to our budgets, yet still put away millions for our rainy day reserves and set aside sinking funds for critical public safety and technology needs. By keeping a relentless focus on efficiencies, innovations, and sound financial management, our city manager delivered a masterful biennial budget, and after public hearings, much input, and careful deliberations, the council passed the budget with a unanimous vote. And it had been a while. Also on the financial front, last year we took the bold move of putting two levies on the November ballot, a road maintenance levy and a parks and maintenance capital levy. What do these levies mean? It means for our roads, $3 million a year, forever, to help pave streets, repair potholes, create new bike lanes and sidewalks, and safe routes to school. For our parks, it means $2 million a year, forever, a word I've learned to love, to maintain and enhance our parks, renovate docks, acquire new parks and open space, and help transform the Cross Kirkland Corridor into a world-class regional trail. Both levies passed easily, despite the fact that some of the organizations that are typically champions for Kirkland were notably absent from the endorsement list. Despite the fact that a few but vocal naysayers in the press wrote some scathing attacks, both ballots still pass. So here's a story I want to tell you just a little bit about it. I'm sorry it's going to take up a little time. It's supposed to be funny. You tell me at the end if it is. Or there's one part that's funny. How's that? So late in November, after the levies had passed, the council was invited to the brand new opening of the Carl Sandburg Elementary School. I'm thinking there was at least 1,000 people there. It was at night, all parents, grandparents, all the kids, teachers, neighbors. It was just amazing. So I was asked to make just a few remarks. And afterwards, as I was going through the crowd, a man came up to me with his first grade daughter and he said, "Don't you want to say something to the mayor?" So I bent down and this lovely little girl said, "Thank you." So I said, "You're welcome," because I thought she had liked my speech and thought I was humorous. But the father said, "Don't you want to tell her why you're saying thank you?" And this sweet little girl said, "Thank you for our parks." And then the man went on to say, this wonderful father, that it had been a privilege for him to vote for our Kirkland parks. I was stunned and amazingly happy. I managed to say, as he and his little girl started to leave, that he was my hero. He and the many other wonderful, informed, and forward-looking people in Kirkland. And with a shout as he was leaving, he said, "What first-class city does not support its infrastructure?" And I thought, oh boy, I hope he runs for council someday. On behalf of the city, I want to thank all of you for the affirmative vote on those two ballot measures. Both were critical to Kirkland staying a world-class city that invites interest and investment. Now back to our finances. Once again, I'm happy to report to you that we continue to enjoy a AAA credit rating, better than that of the U.S. government. And unlike the federal government with its fiscal cliff and other dangerous crevices yet to be traversed, Kirkland is not staring at a dire fiscal landscape. No fiscal cliff for Kirkland. If the federal government has a series of fiscal cliffs yet to avoid with their wily coyote attitude, we in Kirkland would be in a fiscal verdant green valley. Our landscape is not uncharted. We are prepared. We have worked very hard every day to be even-handed, following our work plan, saving for the future, and investing our resources with care. Our council may not always agree, but we would never go through the self-inflicted wounds that we observe recently at the federal level. Now on to the awards category. For the ninth year in a row, we received the National CAFRA Award for Financial Reporting, and we were one of the only cities in this state to get a whistle clean state audit. One of the only. Yeah. I could talk an hour about the meeting with the state auditors. It was so funny. They had nothing to say. They couldn't even give us a piece of paper of, you know, we should dot our I's better. It was that good of a audit from the state. Finally, to wrap up finances, I want to mention that these days in the public sector, the national conversation is about the price of government. How much does government cost compared to the income of its residents? The goal for a great city is usually to keep the price of government between 5% and 6%. Even with the levies we just passed, even with those levies included, Kirkland's price of government is a remarkable 3%. Simply put, we strive to provide the best possible services at the best possible prices. So why is it important to always talk about our financial situation? In these times of distrust of government, Kirkland stands out as a beacon, an example of accountability. This city is supported by you, by our residents and our businesses, and we are determined to spend every penny wisely and to account for every penny. Now on to economic development. Our economic development strategy emphasizes two important values. The first is we are a quality of life city. Jobs and businesses come here because owners and employees want to live here. The second value is that we are committed to being open for business, ready to do all that we can to encourage investment in Kirkland. We are continuing the change of use fee exemption this year. We are continuing the collection of single family impact fees until occupancy, and another drum roll, a new thing that we've just added. And this year, thanks to Councilmember Wallen, we have enacted a 1-year head tax exemption for new small businesses. We are preparing to give Park Lane a much needed makeover, and we continue to work with Touchstone and hope to see progress on Park Place soon. Last year was a very busy year for economic development, especially in the Totem Lake Business District. As promised at this luncheon last year, we started a series of Totem Lake luncheons, and I am very happy to say that the core group of participants In those luncheons have been meeting with the chamber to form a Totem Lake business organization. We also had our second Totem Lake Symposium last October. It was again a huge success and a strong reminder that this city is 100% behind revitalization in the Totem Lake Business District. At the first Totem Lake Symposium in 2010, we told business leaders and landowners we wanted to know what their issues were. At the second symposium, we told them what we have done to address those issues. So here are just a few of those accomplishments. We will be going to bid on the public safety building in the first quarter of this year. That is a $20 million project in Totem Lake. We are investing over $13 million in stormwater, road improvements, and flood control. We have released a request for proposal for a Totem Lake Park, and we have received a second grant for the 120th Street extension. And let me just pause for a minute and go off script and say, you know, 120th Street for years had been the number one priority for us on our CIP, but it wasn't until we made Totem Lake a priority that we started collecting the grants for this $6 million project. We will also allocate $500,000 to launch the Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan that will benefit the Totem Lake Business District as well as the rest of Kirkland. Also, with suggestions from property owners in Totem Lake, we upzoned portions of the Totem Lake Business District. We did everything short of opening up the comprehensive plan. Thank you, Mr. Woosley. Oh. There you are. In addition, we have added to our priority legislative agenda the freeway interchange at 132nd in Totem Lake. And I want to thank personally Councilmember Asher, who has had and championed this particular project since day one. The $90 million interchange would be the sister to the new and finally completed 116th interchange. We have already had meetings with WashDOT, and we have even had our first meeting with congressional legislator, Congresswoman Susan DelBene, and I want to thank Congresswoman DelBene's representative today, Bree Rayborn, for being here. Thank you, Bree. This interchange will improve circulation in Totem Lake, providing better access to Evergreen Hospital and to Lake Washington Technical Institute, and a host of other businesses in our urban designated center. All this work and public investment in Totem Lake is reaping results. And here are just two examples, only two. Michael O'Brien will be expanding Toyota with a $20 million new construction project, bringing to Kirkland $110 million in expected sales. 30 new employees, and he is expected to bring Volkswagen to Totem Lake with $60 million in expected sales. And we also have Eric Campbell's market rate multifamily housing construction in progress on Slater. This is progress. Also, in 2 weeks, Councilmember Wallen and I will be traveling to Los Angeles to talk with a property owner who controls a large chunk of property in Totem Lake. We are doing this on our own dime as a pilot project. Council members, by virtue of their enthusiasm and optimism, are uniquely qualified to tout their cities. We are going to invite this landowner to think about reinvesting in his property and buildings. So, in addition, the city continues to monitor the Totem Lake Mall lawsuit with phone calls and check-ins. We must keep a firm focus on Totem Lake. We must invest, we must invigorate, and we must invite and dream big when it comes to Totem Lake. I mentioned our legislative agenda earlier, and I don't want to go too much into it here, but let me just say with complete bias, it is a thing of beauty. Thank you, Lori McKay. Last year, we were incredibly successful. Senator Andy Hill secured a $2 million grant for the Cross Kirkland Trail. You might remember state is kind of short on money. Still, we were able to get that wonderful grant. We also preserved the $3.4 million annual annexation sales tax credit. You may recall at last year's meeting, I said that was the single biggest threat to our city. It was the possible loss of that sales tax credit. The threat, at least for this year, has been averted, and I'm very thankful to our legislators. So together with slow but steady rebounding of the economy and Kirkland's efforts at economic development, we are seeing steady forward progress. We are not just open for business, we are taking care of business. Now let's look just a little bit to the future. On a personal note, 4 years is enough for anybody to be mayor. And next year, you will have a new mayor before you, updating you on this wonderful city. I did not expect to get emotional. Sorry. Where's my drink? Excuse me. That new mayor will be privileged, as I have been, to work with the best professional city staff that is truly the envy of cities across the state. The new mayor will have the privilege of working with a council that takes care of business in a dignified and respectful manner, and an administration led by our city manager that is innovative, caring, and committed to the future. Oh my goodness, I just want to skip this last sentence. I'm so sorry. Really, I practiced this so much and I just didn't feel tearful at all. It must be, must be the chocolate mousse. But more important, the new city mayor will have the privilege to know and work with all of you, our business and community leaders. Come up here and read the rest of it. This is so embarrassing. The players may change, but the quest to be the most progressive, livable, and prosperous city in the state remains constant. With a changing economy, how do we stay relevant and embrace our constructive changes for the future? First, I think we need to educate ourselves. We will be opening up our comprehensive plan in 2013-2014. It is a chance to remember why growth management is important, why planning for the growth that we know is coming is important. Second, we need our business leaders and organizations to embrace our other business districts. In addition, we will need you to be our voice outside of Kirkland. We need you to be ambassadors as you travel to conferences and business meetings, trade fairs. Take along some Kirkland literature, and we are happy to provide you with materials, CDs, etc. Third, we need our chamber to continue to evolve. We need to embrace our role as leaders in the region. Be bold, Mr. Contreras' favorite saying, and hold on to the legacy of the individuals that made this city world class. The boldness of a Bill Woods that envisioned the KPC, of a Chuck Morgan that believed we deserved a world class hospital, of a Doris Cooper and Nona Gans who knew that spending money on parks was a way to recruit the best businesses and residents, of a Bob Burke and Barbara Loomis who insisted that our history and historical buildings be honored. Heroes of our city that weren't afraid of controversy, who knew how to work together, who with the strength of their convictions moved this city forward. As I look around this city, I see so many wonderful heroes who helped build this city. Heroes are bigger than any events or machinations over any single parcel of land. We are the people who know our history and believe in our future, and it will be up to all of us to carry us forward. So, what might be a new theme going forward? We certainly have Kirkland is open for business. very relevant and still going. Another theme is what we can do, we will do. That also still is very relevant. But let's consider adding a new variant. With apologies to Buckman Turner Overdrive. Taking care of business, that's our job, every day, every way. Thank you very much. Well, thank you. You've honored me with that. Thank you so much. So we have some time for questions, correct? And you are in luck because there is a lot of city staff here who can actually answer your more technical questions. And we also have a number of this of the great city council members here. And I didn't really point it out in my remarks, but you know, this is a great council. Every council member on our council today is working hard at every single council member at meeting. We are getting so much work done, and I am so appreciative. So, questions. Come on. Somebody going to sing Buckman Turner Overdrive song? Wow. Okay. Yes, sir. Mr. Woosley.
Thank you. Just congratulations on a job well done. Kirkland really does, you know, live up to its open for business motto, and so we really appreciate that. One of the questions is next steps for Totem Lake. There's a cross Kirkland corridor. The Urban Land Institute's identified that as a key component for Totem Lake's revitalization. We know that there's a lot of investment in infrastructure, like roads and stormwater, that still needs to be made. Can you give us a little bit of insight into, you know, the first steps, the next steps in getting the Cross Kirkland corridor moving forward in Totem Lake particularly, as well as the big infrastructure investments?
Well, sure. We can certainly talk. Well, first off, the infrastructure investments have already started. And Kurt, do you want to just come up here and just talk a little bit? So we have already started. Come on. We have already started spending money on the flood control. And in fact, we're getting ready to spend some very, very serious money. I believe it's starting next year. And then on the Cross Kirkland corridor, Mr. Triplett is all things corridor. And he could kind of give you an idea of the timeline. But as I understand it, we are right on target and on budget.
Thank you. Yeah, so very quickly, because we could spend hours on the corridor itself. Two things are going to happen. Kirkland already has fully budgeted an interim trail on the existing tracks. So contracts are let, and starting in probably April, we will be removing the tracks and creating an interim trail. Track removal will be completed by the summertime. People will be able to walk on it. And then the interim trail construction will start in the fall and will be completed in early 2014. That interim trail is just that. It's an interim trail. It's not a paved trail, and it's not the final decision for the city. At the same time, what we're about to announce in a couple weeks is the City Council put $500,000 into the budget to start our master plan process. And that's to spend the next 18 months coming up with the final dual-use trail and transit corridor that we envision to be world-class and something that works not just for the city but for the region. And so we're going to be launching that. We're expecting everybody to come help us define it and shape it. That will conclude sometime in 2014, and it will probably cost a lot of money, and so we'll then be moving on to figuring out how to get more money from the state and from the federal government, as well as using our existing resources. So moving as quickly as we possibly can to get that corridor in use immediately and to do it in partnership with the businesses and the residents as to what it should finally look like.
Thank you. Any other questions? Did that help, Mr. Woosley? And thanks for your comments about our seriousness about being open for business. I know that you remember a time when Kirkland wasn't as, we weren't like closed, but we weren't open and embracing, shall we say, for for business and sometimes in the past. Other questions, thoughts, comments? Yes, sir.
Please get an update on the construction downtown at 3rd and Park. The sewage construction thing, when that will be.
Yeah.
It might end someday. you know, I think the council has a lot of interest in that too, and I'm not sure if we have someone who might have a more updated idea, but we do know that when it started, and we did try and talk with the downtown business people, we did try to talk with our citizens, that this would take a huge amount of time. That little building on the surface is like that tip of the iceberg. It's all about what is underneath. And it is a huge metro sewer project that is actually going to, you know, bring us and make us able to handle capacity for a growing city. It's huge. It's actually impacted my house, which is many, many blocks away. So it's huge. But, you know, I think you bring up a good point. It might be nice to just kind of ask the county, I'm not going to put her on the spot. This is our esteemed and amazing Jane Higg. This is not the head of sewers. But we can ask for a timeline, and I think we'd all be kind of interested in that. So thank you for bringing that up. We knew that it was going to last years. That we knew. So any other questions, thoughts, concerns? Yes, ma'am.
I'm kind of curious about the schools. I don't have children in schools, and so I don't get as much of the information. But last year, I ran around dropping off things to the schools, and it seemed that every school I went to was under construction. So how close do those decisions get made based on demographics? And I don't know how much you're not a school district.
So the question was about the huge number of schools and how many are under construction. And, you know, I really can't answer that. I can't. Oh, Mr. Alskog, would you like to take a crack at that? And why don't you tell them why you might know that? Stand up.
You may know I'm general counsel for Lake Washington School District. We're just finishing phase two of a construction phase, which is a 10-year project. A lot of it's based on the 2006 bond, and they won't put in the plug yet, but there will be a bond levy in February 2014, and that will be for phase three. So we replaced some of the oldest schools in Kirkland. Lakeview was the first elementary school out here, and then it's progressed since then. We're the international school. That was a very, very old building, dating back to the 50s. Next coming up will be Juanita High School. So those of you who went there, you're not going to be left out. We have a brand new Redmond, and brand new Kirkland, and Eastlake. The other thing is we shifted this year as a district to four-year high schools. It's always been, we're one of the last in the states where it was junior highs. So we had to put additions to all most of the high schools because you had a whole nother class. So I don't know if that answers in part. Yeah. My kids don't recognize any of their schools anymore.
So,
you
know, what was the reason for going to the 4 year instead of switching that?
The reason to go to the 4 year was an academic reason, and mostly because ninth grade, as you know, those grades count for college.
Stand up, Mr. Alskog.
I have to stand up. Well, the mayor says stand up. And ninth grade, that's a freshman year, and it counts for high school grades, and there are a feeling to get those kids more connected with high school, that this means something, and to put more kids into college or whatever they want to do after that. And it also coordinated the curriculum better with language arts and languages, sciences, everything else. So that was a big part.
So I would just say, I'm a graduate of Lake Washington High School, and all my children graduate from Lake Washington High School. And if you haven't had a tour or been inside that school, it is amazing. It had gotten really run down. You know, Kirkland always deserves A+, and these new schools that are being built are beautifully designed, and they are places where our children can flourish. So I know it can be very difficult when the construction is happening, but they really lift up our children and their families. So other questions? Well, okay. Well, I'm going to say thank you. You've been very kind to me, and we'll see you later.
Joan, you do deserve a big hand. We do love you, so thank you so much.